Can painkillers slow healing? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Over-the-counter painkillers like Motrin, Aleve, and Advil are great for reducing the pain and inflammation of a fractured bone. But there may be a price for this relief. New evidence shows that drugs like these could slow or even prevent broken bones from healing. Pat O'Connor of the New Jersey Medical School says these painkillers are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, and they work by blocking an enzyme called COX-2. But in a recent study, O'Connor and his colleagues found that COX-2 is necessary for bone healing. And when the researchers gave an NSAID to rats with a broken leg, the bone either took longer to heal or didn't heal at all.
In my opinion, what it really means is that if you sustain a fracture, you should not be taking any NSAIDs, and particularly you shouldn't be taking any COX-2 selective NSAIDs, like Celebrex or Vioxx or some of the new variants that are coming out.
Unfortunately, the alternatives are prescription painkillers like codeine and Percodan that can have side effects and can be addictive. So O'Connor and his team are trying to learn more about how the COX-2 enzyme works. That could lead to new painkillers that don't interfere with its healing powers and maybe a new class of drug to help bones heal faster. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.